Good afternoon. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Enova's earnings call for the first quarter of 2021. Pedro Zinner, CEO, and the other company directors are here with us today. This is being recorded. All participants are in a listen-only mode. We will then have a Q&A session. Further instructions will be given then. If you need any assistance, please press star zero. This call is being broadcast over the internet at ri.enova.com.br. You can also find the company's presentation there. Participants can control the slides. The replay will be available after this meeting is concluded. Webcast participants can submit questions during the Q&A session. Before moving forward, we would like to state that future estimates and statements are based on the company's beliefs as well as information currently available. Future considerations are no guarantee of future performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events that depend on situations that may or may not occur. Investors must understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, among other operational factors, may affect the company's future performance. They may lead to results that will materially differ from these considerations. Mr. Pedro Zinner has the floor now. You may proceed now, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for attending our first quarter earnings call. I hope you're all well, especially because we are facing the challenges of the pandemic. Please pay attention to disclaimer on slide two before we start this call. Before we move on to slide three, I would like to welcome Marcelo Cruz. He joined the company early May. He is now in charge of marketing and new business and energy sales, a major addition to the company. We're very pleased and honored to welcome him. On to slide three now. Let me talk about the highlights of the quarter. We started out the year with solid performance. Adjusted EBITDA amounted to 446 million, up 2.8% when compared to Q1 2020. The drivers were more variable margin in PC2 and less expenses in operations when compared to Q1 of last year. Better performance results, coupled with reduced financial expenses, led us to a 220 million net income, a 30% increase when compared to Q1 of 2020. This was yet another quarter in which we optimized our liabilities and optimizing our capital structure even further. The cash is 2.1 billion reais. Leverage is 3.3 times. We disbursed an additional 160 million for the BNB and Barsa projects. Our cash position is strengthened for the Azulão Jaguatirica and Paraíba 5 projects. Another highlight for the quarter, was the announcement of commercialization of Gavião Belo with a volume of 6.8 billion cubic meters. That's the P mean. We're now developing the field. We'll be submitting that to the authorities by August. I would like to point out that we are moving on with our initiatives towards the prevention and the fight to prevent the effects of the pandemic. We are now donating an oxygen production facility to the state of Roraima. Up to 30 cubic meters per hour is its capacity. In 2021, we are defining our major long-term sustainability goals. We have updated our materiality matrix based on the priorities. We're now redefining our long-term ESG commitments. In terms of project pipelines, I think you're all aware, we've been invited by Petrobras to be part of the negotiation phases of terms and conditions to be part of the land projects to produce hydrocarbons. Negotiations are moving forward, and the execution will be dependent upon the success of those negotiations that involve commercial aspects, as well as the regulatory agency's approval. I'll turn over to Marcelo Habib. He'll be talking about market conditions as well as our financial performance. Thank you, Pedro. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me start about the energy outlook. On demand side, energy consumption kept on increasing following that trend from last year. In this first quarter, energy consumption was 3.7% more when compared to the same period last year, 1.9% when compared to before the pandemic. Economic activity is picking up, and the environment has been helping too. On the demand, we are at a critical level. Water dams are 21% below the same period, which puts pressure in the system because we're coming towards the end of the rainy season. In order to balance the system, we had to increase the thermal electric dispatch. As you can see on the charts on the right, the average forecast for Eneva based on CCE and megawatt data indicate a strong position towards the end. The bias is that of an increase, especially in northern Brazil. On to slide 5 now. Net revenue was 1.3% above the number of the same quarter last year. We had an increase in average dispatch, more energy production based on that hydrological situation. But part of it was not met because of the maintenance in Parnaíba 2 that started out on February 5th. It receives a CVU, but we have to reimburse the system that is PLD-based. Less generation yearly, that was because of the preventive maintenance of Itaqui that was concluded on April 13th. This major overhaul takes place every 35,000 hours of operation. We revise or we refurbish the generator and the turbines. We have positive inflation index. The international commodity, which is the natural gas, and coal on top of the exchange rate. On to the next slide. Financial performance is next. The adjusted EBITDA growth in first quarter of 20 to 21 showed an increase of 2.8%. That increase was driven by fewer upstream operations since there was no seismic campaign, an increase of variable margins for PCIM 2, especially because of the mismatch of the CPU and the average coal cost. Gas generation, the variable margin, was negatively impacted by an increase in lease contracts for the upstream because of an increase in CVU in the first quarter. This effect is offset in the Paraíba complex and the consolidated. The EBITDA was negatively impacted by the energy purchases to offset the sold positions we had in the first quarter. On to slide seven, the cash flow amounted to R$629 million. Higher EBITDA, a positive impact of working capital. Total disbursements reached R$423 million for Parnaíba 5 and Jaguatirica projects. In late March, consolidated cash was R$2.1 billion, an increase for the quarter, confirming a solid cash position to support the expansion phase of the company. Liquidity, next. Just like Pedro said, we collected R$160 million, R$112 from the Nordeste Bank for Parnaíba 5, and R$48 from the Banco do Amazonas for the Azulão Jaguatirica project. From the Nordeste Banco, we have reached R$535 million, a total contract of R$843 million. At BASA, the position is R$898 million up to now. The total contract is R$1 billion. When we take into account the disbursements as the projects move on, and not including the future cash generation, our position would reach R$2.5 billion, a very comfortable position for the allocated CapEx of these two projects that amount to R$600 million. The capital structure is next. It remains robust. We keep on improving it continuously to reduce costs and to expand our debt profile. The net debt and EBITDA is 3.3 times. For the year, we have reduced the cost of the debt and we expanded that profile. The debt indices are connected to our revenue, so there are no mismatches of indices that would generate an unfavorable condition for the company. Our debt profile is a long-term amortization. More than 60% will mature after 2025. It's a very comfortable position vis-à-vis the company liquidity. Lino will be talking about our investments in detail. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me talk about the investments now. 80% of the company CapEx for the first quarter was allocated to Parnaíba 5 and Azulão Jaguatirica projects. In Itaqui, we had a scheduled maintenance, just like Habibi mentioned, to maintain the turbines and the generator. As to the gas plants, R$43 million in expenses for Parnaíba 1. We replaced the parts, fixed some parts, and they're back in the company's inventory. R$40 million, 77% of those R$40 million was allocated to field development, mainly Gavião Preto. The gas pipe is being built. The remainder was allocated for the exploratory campaign that will ramp up as of the second half of this year. On to slide 11. This is an overview of the company's projects under construction. In Azulão, just like we said in previous quarters, we have just received all the equipment as to the cryogenic. Of the 34 cryo boxes, we had received 33. The last one is being delivered now in May. The tanks, the trailers, and all the other pieces of equipment have been delivered. And we're now on to the commissioning phase. In the second quarter of this year, we'll be commissioning the gas treatment and liquefaction. So we'll be loading the first cryogenic trailers for the Jaguatirica mill between May and June of this year. In Jaguatirica, we're now concluding the cryogenic portion. Storage tanks, the ISO tanks, have been received and assembled. In progress, we are assembling the piping and piping support. The generation, the thermal power plant per se, we have completed most of the heavy assembly phase, and we're now building the fine piping and the instruments structure. The plant will be operational in the fourth quarter of this year, and ANEEL, the regulatory agency, is analyzing a 120-day grace period submitted in August of last year, and we're expecting their reply now in May. For Parnaíba 5, the generator and the turbine has been or have been installed in the steam. The boilers have been assembled and we're moving forward in the cooling tower assembly. All the equipment has been delivered to the construction site. No critical equipment is pending. It will be operational in the first quarter of next year. That's the goal. On to slide 12 and then 13. This is a picture report of these projects. Parnaíba 5 on slide 13. The top picture on the left, that's the condenser being positioned below the steam turbine. And the picture below it shows it in the correct position. On the top two pictures on your right, that's the pre-assembly or the low pressure hood. That's what we call the low pressure hood on ground. And the picture below, we have the high pressure, intermediate pressure turbine position at the base.
Slide 14, we can see the setup of the boilers. Here you can see when we installing the chimney parts, but the boiler is already 100% assembled, and you can see the parts that go at the very top of the boiler. After we remove the scaffolding from the chimney's thermal insulation, we also continued to assemble the rest. As for boiler 21, we are also assembling the platforms, the damper, and on boiler 22, we are hoisting the third section of the chimney. And right now, we are assembling the cover beams and the main platforms around the boilers. So we are at the very end step of setting up the boilers. Slide 15. From the left to the right-hand side, the first one is the clarified water tank. We already conducted some leaking tests, And next we have the picture of the cooling tower of this plant with 12 cells. And we are now assembling the last cell. Actually, this will be done in the third quarter of 2021. Slide now 16. Let's see Azulão. And next, let's move to slide 17. So from the upper left-hand side, moving towards the right-hand side, first we have an aerial view of this PTP, 100% already concluded. We are just awaiting for the ANP approval for exploring the wells. Next, on the right, we have the condensate tanks. And then at the bottom, we can see the loading station of the trailers. We are already finishing this part of this construction works. We also have the gas treatment separator vessels. And finally, on the low right-hand side, water tanks to fight fires. They have already been assembled and commissioned. Slide number 18. Here we have the self-generation part. So 18 megawatt that will provide energy to other plants. On the left hand side, you can see just an overview of this generation unit. On the right hand side, we are already inside this facility. You can see the Caterpillar generators and engines. On the lower hand, left hand side, the exchange heater devices. On the right, the fuel, oil, and lubricant tanks. So when we don't have gases. Now let's move to slide number 19 about Azulão. On the upper left-hand side, we can see the filters for wind power in order to purify gases before they go into the liquefaction parts. And then we have the different modules to continue the process. On the right-hand side, we have the storage tanks and the cryogenic pipeline. On the lower left-hand side, another overview with NGL tanks. So they allow us to store gases for 3 days of operations. And on the right-hand side, we can see the steel pipeline that allows us to finally load the trailers. Slide number 20. These are pictures of the trailers that will transport the production from Azulão. So 108 trailers were delivered, 90 Manaus, 8 in transit, and 10 at our supplier plant in the southern part of Brazil. The last two trailers will be delivered at the beginning of the third quarter, totaling 110 trailers as we have in our contract. The pictures show the trailers when we were running the leak tests of each one of them. Now let's move towards Jaguatirica 2. This is the first picture giving us an overview of this plant. So this plant was entirely built, so to speak. Now we have all pieces of equipment already installed. They are being now undergoing the interconnection phase. Slide number 22. First picture on the left-hand side. We can see the air cooler condenser, the piece of equipment in which we will condense steam coming from this steam turbine. So the cooling tower and the heat exchange is done using the same piece of equipment. That's why it's called air cooler condenser. On the right-hand side, we can see the different buildings We have the control room, a common area, and the entrance. Slide number 23. Here's the electrical building where we have the entire electric connections and also the electrical operations dashboard. Most of the wiring have already been connected to the control panel. And on the right-hand side, we have the Jaguatirica substation in May of 2021. Now, slide 24. We have a close-up of the water treatment tank. On the left-hand side, we can see the mineralized storage, the mineralized water storage. And on the right-hand side is the unloading station. And in the background, we can see the GNL storage tanks, natural gas tanks, so that we can operate at a maximum efficiency. So this is the update on our construction works. Now I'd like to turn it over to Zener for his final remarks. Thank you very much, Lino. I believe that's very important to mention that considering the global pandemic and the economic disruption, that we keep focused in the long-term results with optimizing our capital allocation. And our long-term plans drives our competencies and allows us to perform new activities. I am sure we are right in the five goals we have established for 2021, expanding our exploration portfolio in different parts of Brazil, concluding the Paraíba Cinco, Azulão, Jaguatirica projects, expanding our business models along our gas-to-power value chain. We are enhancing our marketing and commercialization strategies, and we stay committed towards a more sustainable future. I'd like also to highlight that we are pursuing our goal, which is to provide a stable, cleaner, and more accessible energy to our society, maximizing also value to our shareholders and stakeholders. So now let's move to the Q&A session. Thank you. So let's start with the Q&A session for investors and analysts. To send us your question, please press star one. If your question was answered, please press star two. We will answer questions in the order we receive them. We kindly ask you to please do not speak on the loudspeaker when asking a question. We kindly ask you to stand by while we receive your questions. Our first question, webcast, Guilherme Lima, Santander. Good morning. Can you please add some color on strategies to develop gas marketing, and which would be the steps to develop on this specific topic? Thank you. Good afternoon. This is Marcelo Cruz. First of all, thank you very much for your question. Just as Pedro mentioned at the very beginning, I joined Eneva's team this month, and one of our major goals is to establish monetization strategies. We have been successful in developing new fields and at the same time monetizing these fields. And now we understand it's time for us to sell both in the regulated market as well as selling to end clients. And we can use different business models for achieving that, such as a small scale. This is a very important step that needs to be adopted. Many strategies are being developed right now, and the major goal is to provide the best energy solution to our clients. We know we can be very competitive. I think it's still too early to discuss the next steps, but right now we are studying some potential solutions and we hope to be able to share them with you later on. Marcelo, if you allow me, I believe that going beyond just selling gas and energy, we position ourselves as a company that provides solutions. So we have established a client portfolio, and now our goal is to understand their needs, logistics, marginal cost, best way also in terms of engineering to better serve this client. And we hope to announce our first client soon. But right now we are undergoing the planning and discussion phase together with our potential clients. Thank you. Next question, Marcelo Sá from Itaú. Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for taking my question. Can you please elaborate on Urucu process? Do you have any updates or do you have any expectations or any estimates regarding Petrobras's definition? Or decision, rather. Thank you very much, Marcelo. As Pedro mentioned, we are discussing with Petrobras right now. I'd say that the negotiation process is doing very well. The conversations, the dialogue has been very positive. But as you know, there is an NDA agreement signed by both parties. And that's why we cannot review more than this, but we are very optimistic. We don't have any date set for that. Petrobras is working with a highly competent team, working hard, but I think you are already know that there is also, they are also undergoing disbursement right now, or divestiture rather. Within Petrobras's portfolio. And that certainly has an impact on Petrobras and Petrobras's teams. But the message I can share is to say that we are optimistic. As soon as the negotiations progress and once we have a signed agreement, then we will certainly disclose that to the market. Discussing the characteristics of this plan and also to mitigate, I understand the anxiety of our investors. Thank you, Habib. This week, there was a report issued by Congressman Nascimento. And the report suggests inclusion of TPPs, but in an inflexible manner. So I'd like to hear more about that. Does that make sense, or how do you see that? Marcelo, thank you very much. We are assessing that report, and obviously there are pros and cons when it comes to cost, energy, investment. To date, we don't have a position that we can announce. But obviously, this type of planning also has its pros, but let's await a little bit more so that we can also disclose anything about this issue. Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Diego from Monte Capital. Good afternoon. Can you please elaborate on the responsibility waiver at ANEEL and what's the impact if you're not successful on your request? Good morning. With regard to the responsibility waiver, we started working on that in August of 2020. We already have a technical report. Now we are awaiting for the approval by the top management. And as soon as we have that, we will also announce that to the market. Once again, we'd like to remind you to please press star 1 if you have a question. And please stand by while we receive your questions. If there are no further questions, I'd like to turn it over to the company management for their final remarks. Once again, I'd like to thank you all for joining us. And I hope that you join us again in our next quarter earnings call. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Eneva's conference call has come to an end now. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.